T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, they finally get a win over the Red Sox. They've been close, but it was good to see that blooper by Max Kepler yesterday, Max. He gave the Twins a 4-3 win over Boston.
Yeah, it was the darndest thing because Michael Pineda pitched so well. 7 innings and 2 hits, and one of them was an infield hit. Really stepped up and gave his team a chance when they needed a chance, you know, to slump buster, as they say. And you go, okay, this is pretty efficient the way they're putting this together. And all of a sudden, the Red Sox have the bases loaded, and then that doggone Verdugo, man, he is a battler, and he battled Taylor Rogers, and Rogers kept throwing him breaking pitches, and he hung in there, and eventually he got the better of it, hit down the left field line, cleared the bases, and it was 3-3, and you, whoa, you know, the Red Sox got something pretty magical here because they've done that 9-game win streak. And this time the Twins found a way with Kepler's little bloop there in the ninth inning to win it, but it was hard work. Again, and Verdugo wore him out for 4 games. He was really good. The Twins, you know, hitting with guys in scoring position just has not been their forte here. And Luis Arraez got it done. Kepler got it done. But, boy, they've left a lot of guys on base. Sano finally got on one, hit it into left field, hit it a mile. But there's a lot of room there for improvement offensively with this team. And, of course, Byron Buxton didn't play, and that matters a lot. A tightness in the hamstring, and then Andrelton Simmons was out with the positive COVID test, and those are significant to that lineup, and their replacements are okay, but they're a far cry from those two and that cut above that they were missing this series.
They play West Coast tonight against Mike Trout and Otani and that whole gang, so hopefully can get back to the winning ways out there as well, keep this thing going. The Gopher volleyball team, Maxie, they won last night.
Yeah, they were pretty, talk about efficient. They hadn't played for a couple weeks, and they swept Georgia Tech and looked really good doing it to advance to the Sweet 16. But they were on cue last night. Stephanie Samedy was outstanding. Reagan Pittman by the net, 6'5", and she just controls that area. And she did last night again for streaks there where, you know, you looked and you thought, I bet you Georgia Tech's never seen anything like that. And that's what it looked like. I mean, you don't know when these teams haven't played any non-conference games, but you always know the Big Ten is going to be good in volleyball. And that was on display last night. Georgia Tech's number 3 seed is supposed to be pretty good. And Minnesota controlled that from start to finish, and there was no doubt who the better team was. So they got a chance again. A lot of good young players are starting to mature into what they can be, and they got a chance to make that Final Four again.
How ironic, a final year of Gopher men's gymnastics, and they get the nation's best senior collegiate gymnast announced yesterday in Shane Wiskus.
Yep, and he, he's been outstanding. I remember doing a piece on him when he was in club gymnastics, and he's been the role model for men's gymnastics in the entire state for a long time at all these clubs where the kids work out, and everybody knows who Wiskus is. And obviously a storied career here, and he's had other opportunities and will continue to. He's been really something special, and it's pretty cool that he's a born and raised here. So if you're going to go out, you know, on top, it's a Minnesota kid that did it and at least got to realize some of his dreams at the University of Minnesota, but he's special.
The Lynx got their pick. The pick they ended up at number 9 apparently was the second player they had on their list.
Yeah, that's what Coach Reeves said. Renee Davis was the second number 2 on their draft board. She's athletic, 6'2", forward from Tennessee. Scored 15 points a game. She can get up and down the court, boy. She can run. And Coach Reeve will make her play defense for sure. That's a part of this whole thing. Doesn't have to come in and be real impactful because they've got a lot of good young players, and they've got some veteran players too that still have game left. So she can come in, and it's a kind of a good situation to be in. She's not expected to be the rookie of the year, although they've developed a couple of them, and she can come in and play at her own pace and probably, you know, try to get into the rotation would be the first goal and go from there. But you can only go by what they say, and they sound like they, like you said, they had a ranked number two and they got her number nine, so that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Hey, just chatting with the governor, it sounds like they're going to examine outdoor youth sports masks and see if the kids have to wear them this spring in the outdoor sports. At least,
yeah, the high school league high school league made a bid yesterday, a proposal, because it's with all the vaccinations going up and the obviously, when you're outside playing baseball or softball or track, we are getting to a point. And when you do the math on kids, I would think that would be kind of a natural progression in where we're at right now. And, indoors, and you saw it last week, of course, Dave, with the state basketball tournaments, everybody was wearing masks. And, I was thinking about this, Dave, when you guys were calling the game, you and Kevin and you and Leah, and again, you guys were just outstanding last week. It was just a breath of fresh air to watch those tournaments with you guys doing the games. But, one day we're going to, somebody's going to pop in the tape to show their kid they played in the state tournament, and the kid's going to say, "What are you guys wearing on your face?" We've gotten so used to it, we just expect it. But one day those masks on the face, and when some of those kids that played in the tournament are about 40 years old, they're going to show their kids what they did. They're going to say, "What was that?" Because it does look kind of funny from afar.
It's going to be part of that little series where they say, "Show you 8-tracks. Remember these?" Mm-hmm. I'll show you kids with masks. Remember
exactly.
These? Yeah. Hey, Mike, we got to check out our teacher coach of the year, speaking of that, high schools in Old Dutch.
Yeah, his name is Al Amdahl. He is the head baseball coach at Albany High School. He's been the District 5 coach the year before and social studies teacher out there. He is known for what he gives on the baseball field and to the kids and how that translates into life, and he applies those same lessons in the classroom, and is a longtime fixture at Albany High School, and he is our Old Dutch Teacher Coach of the Week.
Had a great chance to run into Matt Colford from Old Dutch this week. That was great to see Matt and all the work they're going on. And I said, Matt, even though I'm stepping down here at the end of April, I'm still available with Maxi for R&D, which, of course, is research and development of the Old Dutch taste sensations.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be very valuable resource because you've got even more time now. And I heard you say that you were not opposed to 6 and 8 hour shifts out there.
Not at all. No problem at all. And I volunteered you for the very same thing.
And they put you in a room, and they've got all these different flavors, and you walk around, and you go, after each one, and you talk to the scientists out there, and you say, boy, I really like this jalapeno flavor. Could I try the Mexican Corn Street tortilla chips? And then they bring you over there. And they say, and then you get down, and you say, "How about the kettle chips?" They say, "Well, Mr. Lee, you already tested them 4 times this week." I know.
Want to be sure. No chips shall be left
sure,
unturned.
Man. Yep. Those barbecue kettle chips or something else. Man, I had those at Devani's the other day. Woo. Do they hit the palate the right way?
Yeah. There's so many great choices right now. Whether it be the honey barbecue potato chips, those and they're a little spice there. You want a spicy weekend?
Oh, yeah. A little pop.
That's how you tell that significant other, "Hey, let's have a spicy weekend." You bring a bag of those home, and you're already a step ahead.
She said, "I think it's something spicier." And you said, "I was too," and you pulled out another bag of them.
That's what happens. But it's exciting because it's Old Dutch. You know what, folks? Go to the store. There's a lot of different choices waiting for you today. And it's all really good. All you have to do is leave home for a few weeks if you go somewhere and come back and realize, you know what I missed? I missed my Old Dutch foods. Hey, Maxie, will you come back at 8:40?
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max Sports, catch him on Channel 4 television every night, too. WCCO time is coming up on traffic and weather time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.